It's time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, early in this game, frenetic pace, a lot of scoring on both sides. What did you guys look to do at the break that sort of turned things in your direction in a big way?
Well, I thought we played hard the entire first half, but we made some unfocused mistakes, mistakes that we normally don't make. But once we correct the mistake, I think we're pretty good at not making it again. And we got out-rebounded by 10 rebounds in the first half. We gave up some open looks at three, and it was not a question of playing hard. It was a question of focus. And our guys locked in, and they said, Coach, this journey, we want to continue it. And we're playing a team on Saturday for the second time around, and we've now played three teams, and we struggled the second time around, VCU, St. Joe's, and Rhode Island. And that was the message that Kevin delivered in the scouting report. It was a great message, and nice to see us second time around beating Duquesne.
How important was the start of the second half? You go on a 9-2 run in round one.
Very critical. You know, we've come out of the locker room pretty good, and we came out of the locker room very good in the first half today, but they made shots. My goodness, did they make shots. And but starting in the second half, we did a great job. And I thought defensively, second half, look at the numbers. Is it 20% or something?
23
field goal percentage in the second half. And that's quite a number.
You look at the paint, I was going to say, in the second half, I know Matt talked at halftime about wanting to utilize the inside more. It was tight in the first half in the paint. You ended up with a 34-18 advantage.
Yeah. You know, I could single out every guy in his team for the performance that they had. And Luka Brajkovic has 5 assists, no turnovers. They came at the double, and he delivered every time. He cleaned up the glass down the other end. Sam Enenga played with great balance. I mean, tremendous balance, which is something that eluded him in the last two games, and he worked at it and worked at it and worked at it and put it in his mind that he was going to do it, and it was terrific. I think Grant Huffman was extraordinary. Running our offense, making a big three, getting to the rim, stealing the ball, defending, he was sensational. Mike was his typical Mike. You know, he makes a big shot at a big time, gets all kinds of rebounds in the second half. And then, of course, Lee had just a big scoring night again and again, hit the glass. And that was critical that our guards hit the glass the way they did.
What is it about Grant's game? Is it some of those guys just have a nose for the basketball? I mean, you look down here, he just blows up the handoff and causes a turnover. He just seems to be around the ball.
Yeah, he's got a great hip strength, and it allows him, the turning of his hips allows him to move in space very well, side to side, east to west, rather than just north to south. He's good north-south, but I think he's really, really effective east-west. And that's the mark of, you know, you look at the great running backs in football, they're east to west guys, and you know, the wide receivers that are east-west and north-south guys are the ones that are big playmakers, and I think Sam does a terrific job of that. Grant does a terrific job of going east-west and north-south.
Now, the last couple games have provided an opportunity for Emery Lanier as well. What type of growth have you seen in his game?
This was his best minutes as a Davidson player, and what's really refreshing about that is that each time he gets the chance, he takes another step forward, and handled the ball flawlessly, defended very well, got us into our offense, ran it very efficiently. Wonderful to see his progress.
Now, Lee, back-to-back games, 29 Saturday, 27 tonight. Do you get a sense that he's any more dialed in than usual, or is he able to take advantage of what the defense is giving
him? I think he's taking advantage of having four teammates who look for him, get him open, and do a great job of delivering a ball to him. You know, he's just handling the pressure that he's facing. You know, they top block him, they double team him, they blow up his cuts, they hold him, and yet somehow he winds up with the numbers he got. I mean, look, Des Watson, you know, it's not going to show up in a stat sheet, but I bet you Des Watson set 4 screens tonight that got Lee shots. I bet you. It's that kind of support from his teammates that makes him as volatile a scorer as he is.
Last one for you, Coach. Your biggest takeaway from tonight, what is it?
Thrilled that we came on the road and played a team for the second time, a team that was down 6 points to us with, three and change to go, two and change to go at home. And we did it, and we had Forrest Lawyer in that game. Now we didn't have Forrest Lawyer, and yet we come out here and have the win we had.
Well, Coach, congrats. Another solid performance. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.